Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope you had a beautiful and restful Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, the 22nd day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, whose names you can view prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Josh Pernick, Moher D'Asra of Congregation Beth Israel in New Orleans, Louisiana, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Pernick reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Pernick will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholam and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Pernick.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and thank you as well to the Orthodox Union for inviting me to speak and for all of your work in continuing to strengthen our community during these challenging times. And Yashar Kochachem to all of you who are on this call, many of whom I know have been calling in at this time every day for months now to recite Tehillim for all those in our community who are ill and who are suffering from the devastating impacts of the coronavirus. It's inspiring to know that there are people calling in from communities all over the country, communities who are at different stages in the fight against this pandemic. And all of you who are continuing to recite Tehillim and Misha Berach prayers for Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael V'Kol Yoshvei Tevel, for Jews and non-Jews around the country and around the globe who are in need of healing during these times. As Naftali mentioned, I'm calling in today from New Orleans, or more precisely from Metairie, Louisiana, where, thank God, we've moved in recent weeks into phase two of the state's safely reopening plan. And we were able to Shabbat for the first time in about 3 months to hold Kabbalat Shabbat services in our shul. Now, while there were many changes that made this feel quite different from the last time that we gathered to daven in our shul, with everyone in masks and sort of extreme social distancing and a very limited number of attendees, nevertheless, it was incredibly powerful to be able to look at and see congregants in person, many of them for the first time in months, rather than just seeing them online as we've been doing up until this point. We had another inspiring and unusual experience here in Metairie this Shabbat as well, which was the celebration of the bar mitzvah of one of the children in our congregational family. While the official celebration will take place when we're able to once again really gather as a community in larger numbers, we were nevertheless able to mark this milestone of his becoming a bar mitzvah with a small ceremony in the family's backyard. For years now, b'nai mitzvah have been a fairly rare occurrence in our community, not only because of the reasonably small size of our shul, but also due to unique demographic challenges in the New Orleans Jewish community. Since Hurricane Katrina, which took place about 14 years ago, which led many young families to move elsewhere, many of whom never returned. As a result, there's sort of a generation gap across the New Orleans community, and particularly in the Jewish community, of children who left, and those grades really were never refilled in schools. And only now we're reaching the time when children in families and young families who moved in the years after Hurricane Katrina are beginning to reach the age of bar and bat mitzvah. For me, particularly as a former day school teacher, one thing I've been thinking about throughout the pandemic is not just the impact on our community's elders, on those who have been hit with a particular strength by this pandemic, but also on our community's children, who might not be medically as at risk for the worst symptoms of the disease, but who we recognize are impacted in really deep ways as well by the experience of being out of school and away from friends for such a long period of time. But reading this week's Parsha, I'm inspired by what can come of children who are raised in the time in times of incredible struggle. We read, of course, this week in Parshat Shlach Lecha, of the story of the spies who go to spy out the land and come back and bring an evil report about the land, to which God responds and says, anyone from age 20 and up and upwards will not enter into the land, but the children who are younger than that are going to be the ones who are going to lead the charge 40 years from now when it's time to enter the land. And these children, I think about what must be the impact on them of wandering through the desert for such a long time, for 40 years, seeing, you know, the devastation on the older generation, and yet recognizing that this is the generation who ultimately is going to be responsible for the entrance into the land of Israel, and for the successful conquest of the land. We see in our own country a similar story of the generation we know who was raised during the times of the Great Depression, who ultimately would become what we call the greatest generation, the generation who really fought in World War II and who demonstrated their willingness to sacrifice themselves and in some ways their future possibilities for the sake of the Klal. And we see the same in New Orleans with this generation who was raised really in the aftermath of the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, which now is in somewhat distant history. But we see the impact, I think, on the children raised here and on their sense that they're bringing something unique into the world. Their experiences have forged them, just like it forged the Israelites in Egypt and ultimately the Israelites in the wilderness, these children who will come into the land, that they feel a special sense of mission, that they went through these experiences and now are going to make something of them. And so it's my hope that as we continue to fight and to make progress against this pandemic, that these children who are our future really will take this experience with them and make us all proud in the years and decades to come. With that, I will begin now with Tehillim Perek Kaf, Psalms chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid, yanecha Adonai v'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishalach ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yisadeka, yizakor kol min kotecha, v'olatecha yedash nesela, yiten lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atzatcha yimale, neranena vishuatecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidagol, Yimale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai, mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kodesho, bigvurot yesha yeminoho. Eile berechev ve'eile v'tzusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazekir. Hema karu v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech yaninu v'yom korinu. Now to Tehillim, Perechach Zayin, Psalm 27. L'David Adonai Ori Ve'ishi Mima'ira, Adonai Me'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad, Bikrov Alai Mireim, Lechol etz bisari, sariva oy vaili. Hema chashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane. Lo yira libi im takum alai milchama. Bezot ani boteach. Achad sha'alti me'et Adonai. O tavakesh shifti bevet Adonai kol yemei chayai. V'chazot benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Kitz paneni besuko v'yomra, yashti reni beseter ohalo v'tzohor yerom emeni. V'ata yarom roshi al oivai sevivotai v'ezvecha b'ala zivchei teruah hashira v'azamara al Adonai Shema Adoni koli ekra v'choneni v'aneni Lecha amar libi vachshufanai, et panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tatpa avavdecha, ezrati haita. Al titensheni v'al tazaveni, Elohei ishi. Avi va'imi azavuni va'adonai yasfeini Orini Adonai darkecha unechini be'orech mishor l'man shorerai Al titanini be'nefesh tarai ki kamu v'yadish idi sheker v'feyach hamas Lulehem anti lerupet uvadonai beretz chayim. Kave el Adonai chazach v'yamet libecha v'kave el Adonai. Finally, Tehillim, Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir amalod mi mamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli, tien oznecha kashuvo lechol tachanunai. Ima bunoti shmoria, Adonai mi amod. Ki imecha slicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, velid baro hochalti. Nafshi Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachil Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed barbeimo fidut. Vehu yifted Yisrael, Mikol avonotav. We'll continue now with the Misha Birach prayer for all those who are ill. I'll pause in the middle to make room for all of those who you are praying for a speedy healing, for you to be able to insert the names of all of those loved ones. And in the minhag, the tradition of our shul here in Beth Israel in New Orleans, I'll recite Misha Birach to the tune of B'Shem Hashem.
Misha Birach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shalom Hu Yivareh Bavor shanachnu mitpalim bavuran. Bizkar ze hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lachlimam lirbutam lachazikam lachayotam. Vayishlach lahem meirah refuah shleima min hashamayim. Lechol ivreihem velechol gideihem. Bitoch sharcha leYisrael. Refuat hanefesh, refuat haguf. Hashta bagala bizman kariv benomar amen.
Finally, we will conclude with the recitation of Achenu, a prayer for all of those in our community who are looking for healing, for freedom from distress. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, ha'omdim ben bayam u'ben bayavasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziye mitzara l'irvacha, u'me'afe'ala le'ora, mishibu'u le'gula, hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Pernick. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Ribonus Sholom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Avi Klayman of Congregation Avas Shalom in Columbus, Ohio. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.